He's right on the money. Yeah. His mouth is moving perfectly with the audio.
I'm gone. No,
nothing. Oh, hold on.
I got you.
I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're good?
Fuck yeah.
We sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Episode 133 of the Fair Enough podcast, the Jack birthday edition. Producer Jack is going to be 23. How do you feel?
Regular, man. I was just saying.
I told everybody to stop because we just should have just done this on the pod.
Off the fucking brakes.
But nobody heard you.
I am definitely now too old to like be a jackass, I feel like. Like now it's like you learned your lesson. You should, you know, any major fuck ups now, it's like, all right, well, you should have known better. But I'm also too young to like, I don't know, rent a car.
I think you got 3 years of fucking up left.
Really?
Yeah, I think 27 is like, that's when you're like, all right, I better start like looking at having a kid or something.
Other than like, first of all, that's not true. I don't believe that. But
obviously didn't follow that model. But
yeah, nobody else does really either. I would say half the people that we know do that nowadays. But also, I feel like other than ruining your credit, like what kind of fuck ups are you looking to get into here? Like, are you going out like robbing shit or like
things?
Or are we talking like adult fuck ups? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the fucking gray area I'm in. I don't know what qualifies as good or bad. I wake up every morning and go to fucking work and that's about it.
I would say that you don't seem like one to do fuck ups. Like you're not a great guy. You're a piece of shit, but you're not a fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, you're just a
100%
standard, normal, decent dude.
You should turn into like Ben Affleck from The Town. Just do it for like a week.
Why? What does he do in The Town? I've never seen this.
Oh God, you gotta watch The Town. He just robs banks with his brother, Jeremy Renner.
For a week?
No, not for a week. He does this full time. But you should do it for a week.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, if I were to want to do anything crazy, it'd have to be soon, you know. Otherwise, you know, I'm 35 and they're like, this jackass is still robbing banks. Why didn't he do that when he was 23?
Yep, you know? You're right. It's time to pop off.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't know.
It's time to crash out. That's what Amon-Ra St. Brown always says. This boy's crashing out.
All I know is Green Bay sucks.
Green Bay fucking sucks. also on the docket for episode 133, it's basically a lot of football. We got a lot of catching up to do. Mike's been absolutely miserable the last 2 weeks with his football team. We got to talk to him about that. And we're on the complete opposite ends of the spectrum, which is very interesting. Yeah. And you won't find a podcast anywhere else that has that, I don't think. But a couple of things to get to really quick. RIP Ben Herbstreit. That killed me today. It's very sad. And we had to throw it out there because if there's one thing that can unify this country, it's a good boy. And that's what Ben was. And everybody keeps posting these like pictures and videos and all this. Like my Twitter is just full of Ben content right now.
Is this, Kirk's dog?
Kirk's dog. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Ben.
Yep. Rest in peace, Ben is right. That's a good boy.
Yeah, I guess I'm into it. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Mike has given our good graces to go ahead and say RIP to a dead animal.
Yeah.
What a prick.
Dude.
Show a little empathy. You got dogs.
I love dogs. It's the reason you're like, oh, if anything's going to unify this country, the fact that dogs are so much more important than people nowadays is the reason why we fucking are in the situation we're in. These people are so fucking stupid. But that's beside the point. We're not getting into the whole P-ticks. I'm just saying, RIP to Ben. which is a dumb name. Don't give your fucking dog a fucking...
Come on, Mike. You're ruining a good thing we got going here.
Don't give your dog a fucking human name unless it's Max, and that's it.
What about George? I think George is a good dog.
George the dog?
George is an insane dog name.
That is such a bad dog name.
No.
Great monkey name. Bad dog.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into people names. And even Max, it's like I consider it like Maximus Prime or like, you know, like in that realm. I don't think of it as a Maxwell, you know, like whether he is or he's not.
Speaking of monkeys.
Who? Oh yeah. What are you talking about? The South Carolina shit?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
What the fuck is that, dude?
How does that happen? Jack, did you see this?
No. What happened?
So, 43 monkeys escaped from a research lab in South Carolina. They're just running around. They're trying to catch them.
No fucking what? Like what kind of monkeys? Big guys?
Did you read what kind of monkeys they were?
I didn't. I assume you know it's the research monkey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Run of the mill. It's the Ace Ventura monkey
sized. Yeah. That's fucked though. Which it's like granted, thankfully most monkeys aren't exactly life threatening unless you get yourself in a real pickle, but that's a wild stroll down the street in South Carolina.
Dude, and they're smart and they're douchebags. Like there's a lot of countries in like Southern Asia that have monkey theft issues. Like monkey crime is on the rise. They rob people blind.
Because they're all just walking around down there.
Yeah.
But how quickly do you think these monkeys get fucking scooped up and domesticated by the fucking locals? I mean, or sold.
South Carolina, you can't put it past them. That's the South.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're fucking in shambles too right now too. So anything extra money that they can get from the fucking hurricanes, they're gonna get that monkey and sell that bitch back to wherever it came from, dude.
Back to Zimbabwe,
back to Africa, or wherever they're from.
Yeah, monkey is fine. It's a chimp that you don't want to roll up on. The chimps are like the bigger ones that tore that lady's face off.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, chimps too. They're not. That was chimps are still like. What was her name? Jane something?
Yeah, I just watched the doc, too.
Like, dude, like, she, like, lived with them pretty much. Like, the monkeys are pretty, they're just so smart, all of them, you know, where it's like, you can kind of, just don't be a fucking idiot. I feel like that with most animals, except big cats. I hate people that, when I watch big cat videos or people that deal with bears, I get so anxious and so, and I know that it wouldn't get posted on the internet for like with captions that say like, oh, my best, like I'm not going to see a guy die when I see a positive caption, but like I get so anxious every time one of those videos come up, dude, because it's like instantly you're dead. Like you're done. You have no defense against these things most of the time, unless you have a gun on you, literally.
I know what you're saying.
I'm definitely going to send you one now. Look how cute this is, Mike. It's just
you're sending him a tiger?
Yeah. Like it's just, I don't know. Like
people, I know what you're talking about. I see those videos all the time of like, it'll be this lady at the zoo and she'll be in the tiger cage and she'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, time to wake up, Simba. And she's fucking waking up this big ass tiger. And it's like, hey, like maybe now's not the time to, you know, talk to him. Maybe let him get up before you're getting in his grill.
Seriously, yeah. There's this chick that I used to come up with my TikTok algo a lot, and she would, like, her name was, like, Safari, whatever, and she would, like, go up to all the big cats and be like, boop, like, on the nose. And, like,
I've seen that as well.
And it's, like, I'm all about, but, like, I'm just, like, every time I'm, like, dude, this bitch is going to get her hand taken off soon, and it never happens, but, like.
Soon. Show me the video. I want to see it. I know what's happening.
Exactly. How'd you lose your hand, big cat? But, like, it's just, like, I'm always, like, oh, my God, dude, this finger's gone. Like, it's gone. And it never happens, but that, I don't know what it is. As I've gotten older, I'm even getting, more anxious around, like, bigger dogs. Like, if I go to, like, a house with, like, a German Shepherd in it, and I don't know the dog, 10 years ago, I would have been like,
yeah.
And now I'm kind of like, you know, I'm taking it back where I'm like, I don't know. Like, they make me nervous. And I don't know why. Maybe I'm getting old and cynical, but like, I just don't trust things that I can't speak to. I don't know what it is, man. Does that happen to you at all? Like with big dogs? Like I get the cat, like the big cats, whatever, but like people's dogs and shit.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because this is something that I wanted to talk about and pertaining to the NFL. And it's a similar feeling. And I think it's happened because I've gotten older. And I feel the same way. Like, when I go up to animals, I'm for sure, like, you know, compared to even 4 or 5 years ago, I'm way less like, I'm not going up and just petting your dog if you don't say that your dog's cool. Yeah. But I've noticed when I'm watching NFL games or any college or NFL football now, like, when there's, like, a weird hit that I know hurt, I'm always like, oh. Like, I never used to do that, but now I feel it in my body when I see a weird hit. God. And I'm like, oh, maybe that wasn't a big hit, but that hit looked like it just kind of is going to hurt for days.
Dude, you know? I think that's what, that just is territory that comes along with getting a major injury. Like, any time I see hyperextension of a leg, or like when you saw who just popped his Achilles recently? Oh, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just instantly my whole body gets chills and I'm just like, yep. So yeah, I think that is with getting injured and like the big crunches and you're just like, oh, like even watching funny videos of people falling on the internet. When you see it and you're like, dude, no, that guy's fucked up. Like,
I'll swipe. I'll start the video. I'll see that something bad's going to happen. I'm gone. I'm immediately gone. I don't even want to watch it. I know you guys are being pricks and I don't even want to participate.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get better with that. I think that's something that you got to condition yourself to because you want to watch it.
Yeah.
But you can't do it because you know what it's going to do to your mental.
Dude, like that's terrible for our brains. I also stopped watching the murder Twitter videos. I had to. I said, listen.
I mean,
that is definitely messing up the chemistry sitting behind my eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do those.
You're not supposed to just be watching people die on Twitter all day. Like, that's that's not what your brain's supposed to see.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. Like, but like when the videos where you see people get hurt, like a lot of them are really funny. Like when you watch like kids fall on ice or like even like little baby crashes on a bike and stuff, you're like, all right. But then there's like the ones where you're like, dude, no. That guy just fell like three stories and is like probably dead. I'm not sure. Like I may have just because sometimes they cut it off so quickly that you're like, that dude's fucked. There's no way he's not fucked or her.
Yeah, we want America's Funniest Home Video style injuries.
Yeah, man. Like I don't
not real injuries.
Yeah, dude. We don't.
I want to see somebody like step on a Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a rake and hit it you in the fucking face. Like
yeah, we're going for Looney Tunes.
Cartoon style.
Seriously, yeah. It's weird. I've just gotten more like, I guess it's just like the lack of trust of people and like overall. But like I get so much more anxious around things that I kind of can't control as much anymore. And I don't know what that's about. And I don't know if it's just me getting old and just fucking whatever, but I don't know, something about it.
I think that's all it is. We're just becoming more and more aware and like almost, you know, just more protective of ourselves and the people around us. And I think that's all it is.
Bro, when you see enough, you know, like you've seen, like you see a big dog, you're like, I've seen this fucking happen before. Okay. I'm not going to the hospital for 14 stitches on my face right now. I can't afford it.
I've seen it on Twitter.
Yeah. There's a,
I know how this ends.
This kind of relates. There's a Mark Norman bit he does where he's like, he talks about how like people are so afraid of being racist. He's like, you walk by a sketchy looking group of white guys, you cross the street. He's like, no problem. You walk by a sketchy looking group of black kids, you want to cross the street. But you stay on that side because you don't want to look racist. It's like, no, dude, if shit looks sketchy, he's like, you'd rather look like an asshole or, you know, rather not look racist than that. Where it's like, fuck that. If I feel danger, I don't care what you look like, what's going on, who it is, I'm fucking moving somewhere out of the way, dude.
Like if somebody's walking down the street in like a full Barney costume, I'm crossing the street.
Yeah, dude.
Like that's dangerous. I don't know who it is under there, but that's a dangerous person. That's all that I know.
No way it's the original actor.
Right. That's what I mean. Like you're a crazy person. We do have to quickly touch on, you know, what's happening in Washington, D.C. The Capitals jersey is the best in the NHL, or maybe the best in all of sports. Yeah,
that was such a good fucking. That was so good. Are you talking about the Blacks or the Reds?
No, the Blacks.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're perfect.
Yeah, I mean, they look new enough, but they still have like just that perfect amount of how vintage, like they almost look exactly like the ones Ovi was drafted into, and you're like, yes. Man, they did,
but they're
such
cleaner.
A good job. Yeah, they exactly. They're a more modern version of it, but all of the aesthetic is still there, and they did such a good job without overkilling it.
That bronze like shimmer mm-hmm. color is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's
like
just
that's
a
such
sharp...
a sick low key, and that makes you think of like the 90s where it was like a little bit more that flash type of you know, which is awesome.
Like, bro, these are almost exactly like the old ones.
Yeah, aren't they sick?
They're just new and improved, like just the updated cooler looking version, like just sharper.
The blue's a little bit different, but yeah, they are fucking sweet.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, you were just looking at it, right, Jack? The Capitals go vertical, right? Vertical on an angle or one way or the other?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's such like an old school like design. Like that's how a lot of shit used to be.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know what I mean? Like you don't see that anymore. Like going
pretty much the Rangers have it now. Like the Penguins used to do that. It used to say Pittsburgh across the jerseys when Lemieux played. Like it used to be way more popular, but yeah, now it's just really the Rangers, and that's kind of it.
Question for you guys. What does it look like? Because doesn't Fanatics run jerseys for every fucking league now?
No.
No, but they definitely do. They do. Yeah, they do hockey, though.
Yeah,
they hockey do. And baseball now, right?
I think you're right. I think the baseball thing is a Fanatics fuck up.
Yeah, they have shitty jerseys. I'm pretty sure that's the company.
I thought it was fucking Nike that took over baseball and fucked it up.
No. Okay. It's Fanatics. What does...
Hold on. Adidas isn't the NHL anymore? That lasted only a few years.
No, I don't think so.
That's why we have Jack to look stuff up.
Because there was like a big thing. It was like 3 years, only like a couple years Adidas took over.
Yeah, but remember Adidas had like the dotted shoulder pads.
Yeah. That's not there.
I don't
anymore.
Think they have those anymore. I don't.
I believe you. I haven't watched enough hockey with base or with you know with all the sports going on, and like the fact that the Hawks just aren't that good. Like I haven't watched enough of it like physically to really pay attention. So I believe.
Yeah, Fanatics, the authentic outfitter of the NHL.
Interesting.
That's wild how that happened.
Yeah, well, bro, and I was going to say, I don't like that one bit. I liked having one of the big manufacturers kind of stealing a contract out of nowhere, switching shit up. It lasts so many years, then it goes back. But for a company like fuck-ass Fanatics, is what I'll call them, FAF, to hop in and steal the show like that and do it in such an underwhelming fashion. Like that fucking, it kills my vibe. Like when the MLB jerseys came out and they were like paper thin and the players hated them, this, that, the other. It's like, I don't know. It grinds my gears. I used to love seeing like when fucking Oregon took Nike and they fucking the coolest shit ever to happen in uniform history, maybe. And yeah.
But that's because the fucking guy who created Nike, one of the co-founders of Nike, went to Oregon. So he just gave them all the... And also, the MLB wears Nike. I think all of their merch and their gear is created by Fanatics.
Hmm. Well,
their jerseys are Fanatics. Look it up.
I just literally just did. That's why I'm staring at it right now, telling you.
Look
that.
It up again.
It's a rare L by Nike because like you want, and you're if you're a football team like college, it matters a lot because they all get to pick who they go with. You know, if your team like if you're Notre Dame and you're Under Armour, you wish you were Nike because Under Armour fucking blows.
Under Armour sucks.
I also liked when hockey like back in the day. When their uniforms were like made by like CCM,
Reebok.
Yeah. Like,
Reebok days were awesome.
Yeah, Reebok was Well, I liked it that they were like. I don't like that. Like even like when Adidas took over, like I liked the concept of like a fucking hockey brand making the hockey sweaters. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's cool. Like, where it's like, obviously it's all money based and can it be mass produced and can it be sold and whatever, yada, 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 whatever. It's a business. But like, it's just, it just seems like that's all gone. Like, imagine if like, who used to make fucking Majestic used to make the fucking baseball uniforms. Majestic is a baseball fucking brand. I don't care
they
what anyone
were
said.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, that is like the shit. Like, I liked the NFL equipment used to make the NFL uniforms. Like, that was dope as fuck. Like, it sucks. Obviously, we've gotten away from that. But I'm glad you brought up retro unis and to say that the NFL, I don't care what anyone says, has murdered it with the retros this year.
Who specifically are you like thinking about right now?
The fucking the Broncos, the Patriots, the fucking
the Bucks.
The Niners ones I really like.
Dude, all of them are so even like Houston's new uniforms are kind of cheesy, but they're pretty dope. Like,
oh, those red ones that they're gonna wear this weekend are sick.
Yeah, I mean,
even in college, the fucking Illinois unis when they whooped our asses were some of the coolest fits I've ever seen.
Those were the ugliest, well-designed uniform. Like, the fact that they pulled that off is insane because those were disgustingly ugly.
I hated them, and then I watched us play them, and I was like, damn, like, these are kind of cool. I still do hate them. Like, I would never, like, want to wear this, but they made it look good somehow.
Yeah, the detail in the helmet was insane. They said it took over like 2 hours plus to airbrush each helmet and blah blah blah. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, but, you could have done one and copy and pasted that shit is what I said.
But like, I think that the retros, the Jags OGs from the 2000s, those are fucking crispy. Like,
yeah, with the full Jaguar on them. Yeah, that's what I like, dude. Seeing that full Jaguar on the shoulder pads, so sick.
There's some good ones right now. The fucking Falcons are rocking the red helmet. Like,
yep, with the blacks. Nasty.
There's just some good red, like, and it's crazy because
the last
the
time,
watching.
Yeah, I was going to say the last time the Lions wore a black jersey, it was fucking
the Lions
Reebok who made them, right?
Or NFL equipment,
yes.
One or the other.
I think it was Reebok that made the uniforms at that time. I think you're right.
And it was like 2009 or some shit.
Yep.
And like that's another one. Those ones are super dope. I mean, the helmet's obviously not retro, but like that jersey is retro. Like, and it's, I don't know, it's just cool that, you know, the Giants and the fucking Eagles are wearing, you know, they're all just wearing shit that I grew up watching, and they're just better uniforms.
They really are. And they were off the beaten path for a while there with the
uniforms.
They were getting a little goofy.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the Cardinals wore the last few years, and then look at what the Commanders are wearing. Look what the Falcons are wearing, The Falcons and the Commanders are pretty fucking cheesy uniforms, I personally think.
Yeah, they're clip art uniforms.
Yeah, it's like brutal. Yeah, those are where you go into Madden and you make your own fucking team uniform.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I get that they're only like, instead of doing like Color Rush, they're doing these, but like, it'd be nice for some of these teams to just go back to them permanently.
Yeah, I agree.
I like, even if it's a shit uniform, I like when people change it up. I really do. Even if it's the worst one, I'm glad you did it.
No, you got to change. I agree with that. Even us saying like these unis are sick, obviously, but if they wore them all the time, it wouldn't be as sick. So
yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah, no, exactly.
You got to switch it up for sure.
No, for sure. There's a few that can't. The Blackhawks, don't fucking touch them.
Well, I'm glad we covered everything that happened in Washington, D.C. over the last couple of weeks.
I thought we should get that out of the way as a podcast.
Yeah, that was...
Speaking of...
We've done our due diligence.
Well, we haven't because we still got to talk about this fucking Hail Mary that happened a couple of fucking weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I was... Well, first I was going to get into some other NFL news, and then we can get into that. Speaking of retro uniforms, the Eagles, the Kelly Greens are some of the best in the league. Saquon jumped over somebody backwards.
Dude. Like I said,
that was dumb.
He's just pressing random buttons right now, dude.
Did you see the video of the bench reacting?
Dude, yeah. Wouldn't you react that way?
I would, but it's just cool to see like other grown like professional athletes be like, that was fucking crazy.
Bananas, dude. I mean, you know when you're, like, playing, like, Mortal Kombat or any of those games like that where, like, you just kind of got to back the guy down and just keep fucking spamming buttons? He's gotten so good that he doesn't – that's what he's doing right now. He's just like, dude, fuck it. And that was one of the more impressive things. You think he went up to anyone and was like, I'm going to do this spin, this 180, and then just say fuck it and do a backflip over this guy?
Like, I don't know if it was premeditated or not. I, in my, like, heart of hearts, I think that he just has eyes in the back of his head. Like, he just feels people, like, his awareness rating, if it's not a 99, put that shit up to a 99 in Madden, because he feels people coming. He literally just fucking jumped over that guy, like, didn't see him. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's like, you can't go up to coach and be like, hey, might jump over dude this week. Oh, that's cool. You do that all the time. No, I'm going to do it backwards this week.
Yeah. Like, oh, for like a celebration? No.
No, in between like five dudes. Yeah. Spin like, around one of them, backwards jump over the other one.
Yeah. Like for a first down.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like in practice? No.
Negative.
In the game.
No, yeah. Nick. You're getting fired anyway. I'm going to jump over some people backwards.
Yeah, I feel like that team is just like winning despite that. Like they're just doing everything they could to win, even though that dude stinks as a coach.
They really tried to lose that Jaguars game.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do. They that's like been their whole year, except the 2 weeks ago game when they blew a team out.
That's like why that's I don't have faith in them. Like, I don't have faith in them in that division. I just don't.
I don't either.
Their defense is not good either. Like, can we just all put that out there? Like, it's just not.
No, they're just a lot of talented dudes, not a good team, you know? Yeah. Which I think that fucking starts at the coaching level, you know?
I agree. Speaking of the coaching level, if you go back 10 episodes ago when we were talking about the NFL and who we thought was going to be good and bad, we were pretty sure the Saints were going to be bad.
Yeah.
We were wrong for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We've been right, very right, for like 6 or 7 weeks straight. Listen, they're the worst team. You can't lose to the Panthers.
I'm not going to take any credit for this take, because I didn't, not that I disagreed with you, I just wasn't as like, eh. You were adamant, and I was like, huh? And they scored, what, 80 points in the first 2 weeks or some shit? And I was like, oh, Bob, you're fucking wrong. And
Bobby then, Cold takes back dudes, at it again.
Dude's never been more right in fucking life, dude. They're so bad.
They suck.
So bad. Yeah.
Yep. Dennis Allen fired this week. And I don't know. Apparently their cap situation is a mess. I think their draft capital situation is a mess. I don't know who they're going to get to take that job. I don't know who wants that job. But it's going to be a fucking hell of a rebuild for whoever takes it. It's going to have to be, like, I don't think Ben Johnson's leaving Detroit to go take the Saints job.
No, he's not.
He's not going to Chicago either.
Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
He's not leaving. He's not going in the division. I can promise you that.
He's going to start eating hot dogs and deep dish pizza. All right?
He's
going to start talking like this.
He's not jumping on the L.
He said, oh, I don't know why I gave him Canada. Oh, orange and blue look good on me, you know? Got to grow a mustache.
Where's the new field going to be? He's got to go get his parking
Chicago.
Spot.
Yeah, Arlington Heights.
Yeah, he's got to go over to Arlington.
I would fucking, dude, I would do some real bad shit to get that dude as the HC over there in fucking CH.
I think a lot of people would. So let's get into it then. So the Hail Mary, and it's like, all right, things got to get better. Like, well, that was a hard fought game. Stayed in it with the Commanders. How do we bounce back this week? This is a good Cardinals team. Kind of, I thought, on the same playing field as you guys, kind of in a similar spot where it's like, hey, like, we're kind of picking up some steam. Let's see what we can do today. And the Bears lost all their steam.
Yeah. I mean, I think it sucks I haven't been able to watch either of the fucking past two games, which blows.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it stinks. But it's just a miss. Like, Eberflus is just such a bad manager of a football team. And it has nothing to do with his defensive strategy, what he brings to the table as a defensive guy, because he's one of the better ones, I'd say, honestly. Like, he's going to do what he's going to – if he gets fired, he's going to go and he's going to be a great DC somewhere, or he's, you know, whatever, and I think he will succeed. He's just got no backbone. He's got no dick and balls. He's just
– this poor guy.
He's just – well, dude, you can't – the thing is that he's – there's just nothing to it, man. Like, you know, you can't lose games like this, and you can't – like, I know he's not the play caller offensively, but it's like maybe let's run a play. Let's run the hey, we're going to hand the center the ball play by me before you start doing crazy – you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Roshan Johnson is like 100 – I think he's 100% – from inside the five, scoring touchdowns. He's like 5 for 5 or some shit.
Yeah, and they're handing the ball to the left guard or anybody that wants it.
Yeah, let's maybe, hey, Shane, why don't you run that play by me before you start doing dumb shit? You know what I mean? Like, there, I know, like, and at that, like, I learned a little bit about how the communication system works between coaches, because I was like, dude, how is he not kiboshing that? And I guess there's not really, it's more like a, hey, run or pass and then go for it type. Like, hey, run, pass. Eberflus says run, pass, and then Waldron takes over the rest, whatever.
Gotcha.
I'm like, okay. So he doesn't actually know exactly what play is coming, yada, yada, this, yada, yada, that. But it's like, he just, you got guys that, you know, DJ Moore is walking off the field mid-play. You know, you got Tyreek Stevenson in the back, you know, the backfield fucking talking shit. Yeah, it's like,
what happened on that DJ Moore play? Was that officially like he was hurt and he was getting off the field, or did he know he stepped out of bounds?
So I didn't read into it enough. Obviously, everything, it's TikTok. Everything I saw was like only negative. Like, I didn't see if there was an explanation on it. And I didn't even look into it because I was just like, what the fuck ever, dude?
Like, watching Hard Knocks and just knowing, like, I've seen a decent amount, I feel like, of DJ Moore talking. He does not strike me at all as a person that's going to quit in the middle of a play. Like, he is very much a football guy.
Yeah, he's a gamer. I don't know. It's confusing. I think he was just a big fields guy, and I think, I don't know, maybe he just doesn't want to go through the growing pains of a fucking young quarterback again like he has since he's lost Cam Newton. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. It just seems like you got, once again, you got a group of really good play, a lot of really good players, but no one to really, like, hone in. There's no manager. There's no, you know.
There's no culture over there, I feel like, at this point. There's just no vibe.
Yeah, exactly. It's all bad. And even the defense is starting to give up a little bit. Like, this Arizona game, like, that's all I kept hearing is, like, dude, even the defense is starting to give up on the team a little. It's like, dude, that's not good. Because the defense is sick. I don't know. Eberflus should have not even been there. I thought he should have been fired before, and I was very like, yeah, let's give him a chance, blah blah blah, because he's so good defensively. But we just keep doing the same shit. I'm sure you've seen 100 times throughout any fucking coverage of them. I'm pretty sure Big Cat and PFT talked about it, like, okay, we draft, you know, we keep what's his face and we draft Trubisky, and then we get rid of him next year, and then, you know, we have Nagy, and then instead of firing him, we draft a new quarterback, and then we fire him. You know, it's like, we just keep doing the same shit every single time. We draft a quarterback, and then we get rid of him 1 year after the fucking rookie's year. It's like, what are we going to do, dude? You fire this guy, you got to bring in an offensive mind, unfortunately, like, because we don't need help defensively. We just need a guy that's going to fucking kind of call the plays. And hopefully the talent's good enough. And then, but dude, you need a guy that can manage the team. I don't know. I'm really at a loss of words as a whole. Sick of reading about it. We're still one game out of the fucking wild card, or two games out of the wild card. Gauntlet of a schedule coming up.
So what do you think it's going to take? Do you think one more week like the Cardinals week? You think Eberflus is gone on Monday?
No, I don't think Eberflus is gone until the end of the year.
Really? You think now it's just like we're sticking with them?
Dude, I don't think our ownership has a fucking clue of what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's at that point, like at this point, I think it's up top that just like, they're like afraid to let go of things. I don't know. And then what are they going to do? This is what they'll do. If they fire Eberflus midseason, they're going to have some dickhead come in as the fucking interim from the staff. And he's going to win a couple games against some good teams at the end of the year. And they're going to be like, this is going to be our fucking new guy. And then we're not going to go get a real fucking coach. And then we're going to be stuck in some rut again. I guarantee that's what's happening.
That would be an absolute travesty.
That is the Chicago way.
I hope you're wrong. Is Ryan Pace still the GM?
No, Poles is.
Oh, Ryan Poles.
Yeah, but fucking the McCaskies or whatever are the ones that own the fucking team. I think it's on them.
Yeah, your Fords. You need one of them to die. Yeah. That's what worked out for us.
Yeah, and I think Poles is still the guy. I do think Poles is a good GM. I really do. I think he has a really good eye for talent, and I think he kind of knows what he's doing with the draft and shit like that. So I don't think he's the problem. I think we need a coach that is competent and offensive-minded. We got to go offense this time.
Last thing, Bears. Khalil Herbert traded. Sad to see him go.
No, not sad to see him go. I'm glad. He's a good running back. And he's going to go get legit touches in Cincy because I think they haven't ruled him out for the year, but they're saying that Zach Moss is probably going to miss the remainder of the season.
Yeah, so, that's what I've been hearing too.
Khalil Herbert, good fucking running back. Not great, but he is definitely in any two-back system. He's a really good running back. I mean, we haven't used him in, I think, 4 weeks. Like, I don't think he's touched the ball. I think he has two healthy scratches and hasn't touched the ball in, like, 3 or 4 weeks previous to that. So, yeah. Don't need him. We got a good combo of running backs. Roshan is a great back. He's, you know, and obviously Swift is kind of resurged. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm happy. I mean, will we get a 6th-round pick or some shit like that or a 7th-round pick? Nothing special, but get him off the books, let him go play in a good team, and hopefully he can, you know, earn himself some money. I'm a fan of Herbert because he was like the guy where we're like, well, we got rid of Monty. What the fuck are we going to do? And he kind of held it. He kind of held it down too when Monty was hurt the year before. And it's like, he's a good back. He's a good back. He seems like he should have a decently long career as a backup or like a spell back in the league.
Yeah. That's sick. Good for him. I mean, going to a team that's making a hard playoff push right now, too.
Yeah,
so.
they're finally kind of riding the ship a little bit. Yeah, I agree.
It'd be fun for him to get involved and be an important cog.
Yeah, I don't like that, like, the concept of if he was, like, holding out or, like, being some fucking pile of shit about things, yeah, good riddance. But, like, if you're just trading a guy because there's no real fit for him and not because of like his skill or whatever. It's like, dude, I would never be like, yeah, fuck this guy, you know, like,
yeah. Happy, I think that's a weird move. I mean, most fan bases do it because people are assholes, but
yeah, they just
a weird move.
Yeah, it's like this weird, like, fucking, now you're not on our team. I hate you. It's like, well, there's a couple, you know, like when Brett Favre went to the Vikings. Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed off at him, but like,
right,
you know, but like,
right,
as a whole, it's like, chill the fuck out, dude. Like,
yeah. Yeah, when Stafford left, like, there were plenty of people here that were pissed. I mean, I was like, good for you, dude. Go get your ring.
Yeah, what are
the
you
ownership,
do?
The mess that was here at the time, it's like, what do we want this guy to do for us?
Yeah,
like, what can this guy do to turn this? Like, it's not his fault. There's
no
outside forces that are making us lose games.
And people are so fucking stupid because it's like most of the time, the only way things are going to get better is when you have to make that unfortunate move. Like, you're not going to right the ship when you have Stafford in house. Like, dude, shut. Like, you have to realize, like, what's around. People are so silly. It's like, dude, chill. Like, this is the start to something better.
Before we go Lions, CMC going to make his debut this weekend. Is that enough to fix the Niners? I have a lot of trouble thinking about their team because obviously Ayuk's dead. You never know if Debo's going to be alive. George Kittle's kind of been carrying him at this point. And fucking like Jawan Jennings types of guys. But And I don't know what's going on with that defense. It feels like they're not the same. Like, I just don't know. Like, was CMC that important to where it literally, like, he changed the entire locker room?
Bro, with CMC, they are a top five team in the NFC North, or in the NFC.
You think so?
That's, I mean, that's not saying much.
No, I don't think it's saying much, but it is. They're not right now.
No, but
they're not right now.
I mean, look, okay, but the West, I mean, Arizona is at the top of the West right now by a half game, 5-4.
The Rams are playing insane.
Yeah, that's a dang. It's a danger. Shut the fuck up.
That was a low blow.
I'm about to X the fuck out. But the Cardinals are playing good football. I'm not saying it, but like,
they're not good. We know that they're not good.
No, yeah. I mean, the Niners, you know, they beat. I mean, losing to the Cardinals was probably the biggest thing. But like, dude.
What are they right now?
A lot. They're 4-4. Yeah. All of their losses, I mean, 10 points to the Chiefs, lost by 1 point to the Cardinals, lost by 3 points to the Rams, lost by 6 to the Vikings. These are all playoff teams.
Right.
So, you know, they're right there. And I think CMC is that good. I mean, it's tough to not say he's that good with – what he's done in his career. Like, he does do that. He changes your defense.
If they like go on a, if they go on a tear and get like the 2 seed in the NFC, should we name CMC MVP? That's what this is. That's what the award is. The award is literally the most valuable player.
Yeah.
And your team stunk before he was back on it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think you're, I don't know, I wouldn't, he's definitely the most valuable running back in the league. I don't care who the fuck you are. I mean, Derrick Henry's damn good. But
if he comes back and they fucking win out,
I mean,
then there's a discussion.
I mean, no, he has no chance of actually winning it, let's get real, but he definitely should be considered it as a whole.
Right.
I agree.
It's just, it's a funny award, because it's not actually most valuable player. No, it's best who player. Has the best stats as a quarterback.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, they don't have an easy schedule going forward. I mean, they got the Lions, they got the Bills, they got the fucking, and then they got the Packers. I mean, they got a tough fucking schedule, dude. So, I don't know. Kittle's killing it. Purdy's good. The fact that they haven't reached out to any of these receivers that have gotten moved is kind of surprising, especially like a D-Hop. Like, a D-Hop is just such a low-risk, high-reward player. You can already see it in KC. Like, he should have been number one in the fucking things. Like, I mean, like, Mike Williams, not so much, but all these, like, Cooper Kupp, dude, like, I would be fucking selling out for Cooper Kupp right now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a win-now team.
The lack thereof of moves from a lot of teams was alarming, I think. Like, even for, like, a team like the Packers or the Vikings, like, I know that
you
don't. What
do they need?
That's what I don't.
The Vikings are the number one defense in the league, and they have pretty much a stacked fucking offense. Maybe, what, O-line? I don't, what do they need?
I don't know, but I feel like there were pieces out there like that. And I'm sure they were asking around, like, it's impossible to sit here and say that they weren't, but I don't know. It was just the deadline, the NFL deadline is always more quiet than you think it's going to be, but yeah. This year I thought from a contender standpoint, it's like, okay, Chiefs go out and get D-Hop, check, right on schedule. Lions, yeah, surprise everybody and actually do make a move, go get Za'Darius Smith. Those are, like, maybe the top two teams in the NFL. Obviously, the Commanders with a big move to get Marshawn Lattimore. They gave up a decent amount to go get him. But then outside of that, it's kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of made me think. It's like, all right, like, are these teams satisfied with where they are? Did they try really hard and couldn't get anywhere? I don't know.
I mean, to me, with, like, okay, like a Vikings team and even the Packers, both of these teams are in position right now to be set up for the future. They're not, I mean, the Packers are definitely in Super Bowl mode because they think, but like the Vikings aren't they want to win it and they are going to try their damnedest, but like they're not even going to re-sign Darnold. Like, I don't think that they're in any position to give up anything substantial to make what this team already is any better. Cause to me, that like that team on paper, you're like, dude, yeah, there's really no holes. It's just they're in a division with a fucking team that has less holes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so the Niners are the team that is weird because they're a win now team. Like, they're not a, hey, we have guys set up. Like, this is a team that they got a guy under the fucking his rookie contract as a quarterback. They have CMC and then they have a bunch of guys who the fuck knows, you know, like
we're just in the Super Bowl and they are very hurt. So it would have made sense for them to make a move.
Yeah, that's the one. And then the Rams, like they're getting everyone back. But like that's a team too that I thought would either sell, which I thought they would have if they didn't go on a 3-game win streak and get right back in the mix. But like them and the Bucks, I feel like you got to make a move. The Bucks are in a weird spot limbo-wise where the Falcons are better than them, but they're still kind of good fighting for a playoff spot, and they have no fucking receivers, and their Mike Evans isn't back until week 11. Like, you can't – Baker's making it happen somehow, but, like, how do you not – neither of those two teams go out and do something is confusing to me. And then the AFC, I don't know. The AFC is just so top-heavy that – you know, the Bills made their move. The Chiefs made their move. The Ravens even bought Deontay Johnson. So,
yeah.
And fucking, did they get Lattimore? Or no, who the fuck did they just get? They got a cornerback.
Yeah, it was Tre'Davious White.
Tre'Davious White, yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, nothing
He's
crazy.
He's kind of on the downfall, but.
Yeah. But like, so all of the top AFC teams did what they needed to do. But it's like the NFC is just so weird and open and. I don't know, the two teams, like I said, the Bucks and the fucking Niners were the teams I thought would actually do something. They didn't do shit.
Yeah, confusing. They didn't do anything.
Very confusing.
Real quick, before we do Lions, would you have gone for two if you were the Bucks to win the game rather than go to overtime?
No, because there was like 35 seconds left. They would have lost.
You think so? It was a loss either way.
Yeah, I think I would have, KC have two timeouts and 35 seconds to go 40, 25, 30 yards. There was no doubt in my mind they weren't. They were moving the ball way too easily towards the end of that game.
KC is like 7-1 or something like that in coin tosses this year. They don't lose coin tosses.
That's wild.
They don't lose games. They don't lose coin tosses. Like, you knew they were winning that overtime coin toss, and you saw it. You saw Baker's reaction when they did win it. He was like, fuck. It's over.
Yeah, and I think that's if you go and you get that 2-point conversion, I feel like that was gonna happen to get into field goal range. Personally, I mean. Like, it just seemed like the team was KAC is such a good like end of game team in terms of like closing shit out. Obviously,
yeah, they just win.
No, yeah, where it's like they just always make it happen, and it's, you know, they got the GOAT. They have, you know,
they've been winning ugly, but they just keep winning.
And everyone keeps saying that, and, like, everyone's saying, like, Mahomes, this is his worst year, and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, dude, like...
Numbers-wise, it is.
Yeah, numbers-wise in terms of... But, like, his last few games, like, they're turning it on often. Like, they're not putting up major points or anything, but, like, they're doing anything. They're doing all they have to do. I don't think he's, like, having, like, a... Like, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, though, like... The NFL right now is very down in terms of quarterback play statistically. Like, obviously, Burrow, Lamar, guys are going off still. Like, they're playing well, but, like, I think the highest fucking average yard per game is Geno, and it's not even – it's, like, two – you know?
It's, yeah, like not, it's not 300 guys, anymore. Like,
yeah,
it used
not
to
many
be
guys when... are even 250. Exactly. Yeah. So it's, like, you know, yeah, maybe he's averaging 230 yards a game, but it's, like, dude, that's, like, probably top 12 in the league.
Yep.
So it's weird. I get it, but something's going on in the league where you don't have to chuck it as much. I don't know. It's something's going on.
Teams are relying a lot more on the run game, especially like as the year is moving along. For sure. Yeah.
And you've noticed that the best teams run the ball. I mean, KC runs
best
the fuck out
run
of it.
Run the ball well.
Baltimore, Detroit, even Green Bay runs it pretty good.
The like Eagles. Those,
the Eagles, like, yeah.
Literally saves them running the ball.
Exactly. Like, all of the top dogs run the fuck out of the ball. That was why the Bears were having trouble in the beginning. Like, they could, like, they can't run. It's like, dude, don't matter how good your quarterback is if you can't run, right?
Yep. Play action doesn't work if there is no trick to it.
It's just action.
Yeah, it's just action. This is just, hey, we're passing it again. Because there is no threat of the run. You knew that we weren't going to run.
Bro, Goff's attempts surprise me a lot. Like, he has way fewer passing attempts than I would have ever imagined him to have.
That's why you know, guys like Hade in our group chat are fucking coming after me saying that there are so many better quarterbacks out there and I want my quarterback to do this and I want my quarterback to do that. And I told him, I was like, hey, we had that. We had a guy that was thrown for 300 a game, and we had a guy that was thrown 3 touchdowns a game. Like, that works, but if the culture's not right, if the guy's throwing picks, like, none of it matters in the end. Jared Goff doesn't throw in completions. The guy doesn't. Like, if there's an open receiver, he fucking hits him. And if you watch all day on Sunday, you'll see a lot of guys miss wide open guys. And you wonder how the fuck does that happen.
So, first of all, Jared Goff this year has the highest completion percentage, like 75 or 73 or something outrageous.
Yeah.
They put him.
He's going for Breeze. Breeze has the record at like 74.7 or something for the year. And he's on pace to break. That's
ridiculous.
So, I just want to say, too, and I wanted to confirm this before I just started speaking blasphemy. Jared Goff last year was number 2 in the National Football League in passing yards. Like, what are we?
Correct.
Like, oh, I want a guy like he could, but when you have a well-oiled machine, you do high percentage plays. You don't just chuck it to chuck it. Like, Jordan Love makes ego throws. Jared Goff makes very high percentage plays to put his team in position to win games. That's why I think the Packers are going to fall off. I don't think Love's that good. He's not cerebral enough. Because he just tries to show off a big arm that kind of gets him in trouble. Like, Jared Goff could do it. He has done it. What the fuck are we talking? Sorry.
And maybe
I'm yelling
and maybe
at somebody
Jordan,
that's not even in the room right now.
No, and maybe Jordan Love will, like, Jordan Love has all the talent in the world. Don't get me wrong. And maybe he'll get there. But it's right now, it's a between the ears thing. Like, he needs more time in the league. He needs more time in the league.
Agree.
And that's what, like, a lot of these guys need more time in the league. Like, look how well Baker's playing.
Yeah,
like Baker obviously needed a change of scenery too, but the guy is learning more and more every game, and he's playing fucking lights out. Like, your brain as a quarterback, especially now in the NFL, needs to be different to succeed.
Yeah, and too, with a lot of guys coming out that rely on like either like a West Coast or like a running option as a quarterback too. Like, they don't think about it as much. They're just kind of like, hey, I'm fast, I'm talented, I can do it. I agree with you. Look at all the revivals in the NFL. Like, we've talked about this many times.
Yep.
Yeah, Baker, Geno, Sam Darnold, like, so many players that we can't even think of. I mean, Jared Goff is one of them too. Like, the guy
was cast out
of town. Yeah. But people just make me so mad. When they're like, oh, I want my guy. Shut the fuck up. Look at his numbers as a Lion. The guy can do it. It's just, he doesn't need to. Why are you ever going to do some dumb shit just for numbers? Like, he's
and
not
I
trying
think,
to win the MVP. He's trying to win a Super Bowl.
I think it's more so, and I'm sure, like, most Packers fans feel the same way. And I think it's more so being as good as they were for so long, they don't understand that, like, I don't care what the team looks like. I just want to fucking win. Like, they've won so much that they don't even understand, like, oh, I want to win and I want to, like, have Aaron Rodgers and be fucking sexy and like, win in a fun way. Like, I just want to win. And now the Lions are doing both. Like, they not only do they win, but they're, thanks to Ben Johnson, like, they're the most fun team in football to watch. And this last Sunday and the Sunday before against the Titans were absolute fucking clinics. I mean, this last Sunday especially, they talked about it all week. All right, it's going to rain. Amon-Ra said Wednesday, we knew for sure 100% it was going to rain. We did nothing but practice with wet balls all week, soaking wet. Like, We weren't fucking around. We're going to be ready for it. And you saw it on the field. The Packers receivers dropped a ton of balls. I mean, one wide open in the end zone. Wide, yeah, like three or four.
So I didn't watch it. Once again, I couldn't watch the 3 o'clock game. So, yeah,
three or four blatant drops just because it seemed like they weren't, like, they were like, oh shit, the ball's wet. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a fucking hurricane out here. You guys didn't see this shit coming on Wednesday? And that's like, it's every level. And this is going to, you know, this is going to piss the Pack off. This is going to piss the NFC North off. But the Lions are a fucking tier above right now, from Waterboy to GM. Everybody is on the same page. And it's, I worry, and people have been talking, I have not worried, but people have been talking a lot the last few days about, okay, are we peaking too early? Like, when is this thing going to fall off? And kind of talking that way, because it's the NFL and you do think about that. And, you know, you think about a few years ago when we started like shit and then we ended the year really strong. Or, you know, you think about how the Eagles fell off last year. Like, it happens every year all the time. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't it happen to the Lions? And I think the reason is it's just too well-oiled of a machine right now. Like, if the Lions were to lose this Sunday in Houston, we would have to play really bad, I think. Like, if the Lions play an average game like they did against the Pack, not a great game by any means, plenty of stuff to clean up, but they did enough to win. They won by 10 points. Like, I think the same thing is going to happen in Houston. Like, Houston's so hurt. They're so hurt. They lost Diggs. They don't have Collins. Will Anderson's not going to be on the edge this Sunday. Like, those are the three of their best players. Stroud's looked lost without these guys. Obviously, Joe Daddy Mixon, going to get his. You just kind of got to let him get his, just like we let Jacobs get his last week. And if they can't beat us any other way, then you're not going to beat us. Like, the Lions could score too many ways. You're not going to be able to keep up unless you control the clock. You have to control the clock, and you have to match us score for score. That's the only way to beat us.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to control the clock. And I've been saying this since day one of the year, is you have to, against the Lions, to beat them, you have to control the line of scrimmage, and not necessarily just control it. You kind of got to dominate it.
You got to win.
Like, yeah, you have to win. Cause it's like, you need to get to Goff when they pass, or else he's going to find someone. You need to stop the run, so you're not at third and three every time, cause you're going to get it. Like, you have to win. And then you have to hold any rush in it and give your guys time to run the ball and or pass the ball. That's the only – because, yeah, like you said, there's just too – they're too good. They're honestly, and I hate to admit it, and just like kind of – I feel like I'm riding. Like I'm knob gobbling here, but they're so good. Like, it's annoying as fuck, but they are unreal. One of the better teams probably ever assembled. I mean, no bullshit.
It's the culture, man, and that's where it starts. It's the locker room. Like, everybody's bought in, and like you said, like, you're right. And the problem is, if you stop us and you get us to third and five, don't let us get too many, because it's second and five. Like, we're going for it every single time.
It's like, you need to put them like behind the sticks. Like, it's just, there's too many elite players and good coaching for the guys that aren't elite that make it so easy. And it just, it's all good.
Did you see the Branch ejection?
I just saw them giving the double birds to the fucking
stands.
Oh,
you didn't see the hit?
I didn't. No, oh, it was a targeting call?
It was a load of shit.
And that's like, I mean, yeah, technically it was, because there is no targeting in the NFL as far as ejecting a guy. It has to be like super malicious, which I don't think it was.
All right.
I don't think that it was super malicious. I could, like, at the time, in the moment, I could have saw it going either way. The more people talk about it, it seems like everybody's been kind of split on it. It is what it is. We ended up winning the game anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But it sucks, because earlier in the day, Chris Olave got knocked the fuck out, and that guy didn't get ejected. So it's like...
And that dude has... What are we doing? That dude has like the most
priors.
Yeah, like what is that penalty called?
Personal foul?
Yeah, on a defensive receiver. He has like the most in the league, and nothing happened. I feel for Olave so badly, and he's on my fucking fantasy team.
I know.
I know. You just, you're like, oh God, dude.
Hate to see that shit.
But yeah, sick, I just
throwing the dub mids up there though.
Oh, why? You talking about him throwing the fingers up?
Yeah.
What did he get fined for that?
I don't know. I don't know that.
He had to have gotten fined.
He definitely got fined. Okay, he definitely got fined. Yeah. I don't know what it ended up being, though. But these TikToks have been going around. This company, Made in Detroit, put that picture on shirts and sent them to the Lions. So, like, all the DBs were wearing them in these TikToks yesterday, like the Brian Branch shirts.
I was going to bring this up. I'm glad that we started talking about this thing because I had it locked and loaded and I kind of forgot until right now. Are you concerned with the Lions kind of becoming like the villain of the NFL?
I was thinking about this today, actually, and I'm glad also that you remembered to bring this up because I think this is the last year that it's going to be a fun ride.
Why do you say that?
Because, well, it's going to be fun for us, but next year, especially say we go out and we win the Super Bowl this year. Okay. Next year, everybody's not going to think Brian Branch flipping people off is so cute. People aren't going to like, oh, these are the fun Lions. Like, if we start fucking people up like we did to Tennessee, if we start flipping crowds off like we did in Green Bay, like, we're going to become the enemy real quick of the entire league. Because right now, I think, you know, if you're not in the NFC or the NFC North, you're like, yeah, the Lions are a fun story. And they're fun to watch. Ben Johnson's awesome. Like, this offense is cool. But yeah, I think this welcome is going to get worn out real fucking quick if we win significantly.
Because it's like, it's top down. I mean, even like Amon Ra and like him doing his pod and like even just like wearing like the Green Bay Sucks shirt. And like, obviously Dan Campbell, like you'd love, like he's the guy you would love to have and like his attitude about football. But like, does that get old anytime soon where he's kind of like, fuck you, you know, where it's like, yeah, like obviously you got guys from the birds and this and that. Like, I don't know.
And that's the thing, as a fan base, not going to get old. Like, how do you not love that shit? Like, if you're a Boston Bruins fan, you fucking love Brad Marchand. Like, that's what we got. We got a couple of Brad Marchands on the team between Amon Ra, definitely one. Brian Branch, definitely not one. He's like a fucking really humble, down-to-earth guy. But he's catching the juice right now. He's catching the fire.
And obviously this isn't hockey, so, like, it's not. But, like, do you think it ever, like, I think the NFL is too soft nowadays anyway, but like, do any consequences come from it? Like, hey man, I'm a linebacker. I don't give a fuck. I'm taking this dude's head off late.
Taking him on route.
Fuck. Yeah. Like I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm fucking this dude up so he can shut his fucking mouth type thing. And I'll take the couple game suspension and the fine, you know, like
it definitely could come to that.
It's just with the NFL being so pussy now, I doubt it, but like that's like where my head is going. Like, if I'm a Bears fan, like, I want to see guys die. Like, fuck you guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
oh, 100%.
We're not in the position yet, like, where Green Bay is, but like, if that ever, like, dude, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get after it and I'm trying to take out your best player. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no, and Amon Ra and Xavier McKinney were getting into it. Like, they've got a little bit of a beef that kind of carried over into this game, like talking to the media and stuff, and they were kind of pushing and shoving, especially early on in the game. It was a lot of it. So I expect to see a lot more of that. So we're going to need guys like Alex Anzalone and leaders to step in and Jared Goff to say, hey, like, let's be the bad guys, but let's not hurt the team doing it.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of the best things the Lions do is they don't hurt themselves. And you saw that in the first half against the Pack. The Pack had 7 penalties, like, right off the bat. And it was just killing them. And it's like, fuck, the Lions aren't getting penalized. And this was the Cleet Blakeman crew. This was the crew that boned us last year in Dallas with the eligible Taylor Decker situation. Yeah. So, like, I was going in the game like, fuck, we're gonna be boned by the refs. We're gonna have to play through that, but that wasn't the case. The boys played clean, and the Pack were just not organized for whatever reason going into that game. And I'm not dogging LaFleur at all.
I mean, they're a mismanaged bunch too. They're a mismanaged bunch, dude.
The talent's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, I agree with you on that. They're a sloppy football team. Mm-hmm. They're young though. They're young, and that, you know, maybe they figure it out. But I agree. That's the thing, and that's what we're talking about. That the Lions are just such a well-oiled team. They're just a machine. It's like, hey, go do your job. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't give a fuck personally, but like, it just seems like they're kind of, and they're doing it with their own actions. If you got, like, it's like you're starting to like become this, like, hey, we're better than you. Fuck you. We're like going to be the villain of the league, where it's like, you don't need to do that. Like, you're kind of like that underdog story that's becoming the, it's like, chill, just let this shit ride out. I don't know. That's the way I look at it, but I know the tempers of the game. And
the issue with it is that chip on our shoulder is what got us here. And I think they're fucking riding that, and they're like, because now they're just backing it up. So
my
now
thing is like, who the
we're turning
fuck
into
has
the fuck you bully?
Who other, like, even like Amon Ra getting drafted fucking as like the however many, the 10th receiver. He's like, oh, fucking taking. It's like, dude, who the fuck hurts you, man? Like, I don't, like, who hurt the Lions and other than themselves over the last 20 years to have a chip on their shoulder? They fucking lost a game that was unfortunate last year, the call. That was unfortunate. But, like, I guess that's the chip. But, like, dude, like, who the fuck hurt you? You guys are doing nothing but winning. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand why they think, like, there's some underdog. It's weird.
That's what's amazing about the culture.
That's a weird culture, though.
Dude, it's manufactured. Dan Campbell has brought in this, hey, like, we're not, like, everybody's looking at us like we're not much. Like, that's what he puts into these guys' minds. Even though now...
Sounds like fucking Kamala, dude.
Dude, come on. Hey, it's fucking working.
No, I know. I get it. I just don't understand why... Maybe it's manufactured, but, like, from an outside source, I watch it. I'm just like, I don't get it. But, hey, man, you're 7-1.
But you want to have it.
Team in the NFL. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
The thing is, though, if that team was 5-3, are you okay with some of these things? Are you okay with the guy giving the fingers to the crowd and shit like that? Like, are you still as happy? Or are you just like, hey, buckle down?
If we are 0-3 and then won 5 in a row, I'm happy. If we're just kind of a mix 5-3 and we're flipping people off, then no.
Yeah.
You know, if we're on a roll, 1-5 in a row, and I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's like, all right, yeah, let's start giving everybody the birds. Okay. Last thing on the Lions, signed Big Z. Za'Darius Smith comes to town. Desperately needed some help with the pass rush. Not something the Lions do. Going to get a player to, well, I mean, doesn't help when you're normally the dealer at the deadline rather than the receiver.
The buyer,
so
yeah.
Yeah, the buyer. But I'm psyched. Good price. We held out. I guess these talks have been happening since the Dallas game, since Hutch got hurt. And the Browns wanted a fourth. We waited, and we got Za'Darius for a fifth. So, 5 sacks on the year, bunch of pressures. Everybody that's talked about him, from, you know, guys on the Vikings to guys in the Browns, like guys in the pack, nothing but glowing reviews. It sounds like he's an awesome, just kind of a locker room guy, captain type of guy. So hopefully he comes in and makes a difference. We're going to need him this week, or Stroud's going to sit back there and pick us apart. No.
Yeah. No, definitely a good move. I liked it. I mean, I think it's smart. I don't see the Lions going anywhere, man. They might win out.
That's the thing. That's what people were asking on the radio today. When do we lose again? And it's easy to point to the Bills, but you know what's easy to point to for me in my head?
What?
The Bears on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's not the dumbest thing you ever said, because...
Like, it just happens. Just one, like, we just lose on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so.
It's just a tradition of... Yeah, but we're in shambles ourselves, so...
The Bears.
I was going to say something else about football. I don't remember. I'm not even stoned either. Anyways.
Neither. We got to go get stoned.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack. Guys.
College basketball is back. We'll touch on that in the coming weeks. Going to be fun. Gambling season is in full force. Full force now that college basketball is back.
Jack Watson.
Heck yeah.
Mike Scott.
Hey.
Confetti.
Fuck yeah, Michael. Thanks, man. That's awesome.
All right. I'm going to be boots on the ground in Houston. So I'll report back.
What?
Go Lions. Yeah, I'm going for the work trip this Sunday.
Oh, fuck right. Nice.
Sunday night football. Back to Texas.
You're going to be at the game?
Be at the game.
You're such a scumbag, dude. I fucking hate you.
Yep,
that's awesome.
They might need me for the pass rush, so I'll be
hell yeah.
The cleats ready to rock. but okay, that's episode 133. 33. Brad Ross was 33. Shout out to the boy.
Zdeno Chara.
There you go.
Scottie Pippen, but all right.
All right. Love you guys. Boys.